I'm desperate, even call me perverted. But you say I'm a dog when I leave you lost and deserted. I'll play with your heart and won't show no shame. I'll be blowing your mind, cause you're lame to the game. I'm just like that man they call Georgie Pudding Pie. I'll break the girls' hearts and I make them cry. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for love, cause me so horny.
Styling, smiling, living it up in the kitchen. I got heels on, apron, kiss my girl, she's so pretty. It's too hot,
I told you to bake it 350.
I'm so hot, woo, even my eyes are sweating. We hot,
I'm making this look easy.
We hot, don't you be sneaking no rolls. Girls are cooking, hallelujah. The girls are cooking, hallelujah. The girls are cooking, hallelujah. Cause Thanksgiving never stops giving to you. Cause Thanksgiving never stops giving to you. Cause Thanksgiving never stops giving to you. Thursday night we on the couch, turkey in my mouth. Go!
What do you have in your mouth, Evan? Is that a turkey in your mouth, Danny? Or are you just happy to see us? What? It's 91.5 WMFO. It's the Lounge Saturdays. What a great show we're having. Frankie and Bergamo checked in. Mark Rosenthal from WeatherBlast.com checked in. Our friend Samantha D'Souza's in the house.
And
our great friend Justin Sherman is in the house as well. And Danny, we're having such a cool show. We were playing all these little fun Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And
that one was a good one. All about the bass.
All about the bass. All about the bass.
Got a bass for turkey.
Oh, so Danny, you know what? The phones have been lighting up. I think we should grab another phone call right now.
I want to introduce this gentleman, this good friend of mine, Brian Balthazar, PopGoesTheWeek.com, created the fourth hour to today's show with Kathy Lee and Hoda, vice president of program at HGTV on The Wendy Williams Show. And I have to say, I had my very first Manhattan in New York. Brian Balthazar, how are you?
Good, how you doing? Happy Saturday.
I know, it's a great night in the city.
It sure is. I don't know about you though. It's cold here, so I'm fighting winter tooth and nail. So I'm a little bit in denial. I'm just staying inside, bundling up. Good night to listen to the radio.
Are you in the city tonight, Brian? Or are you somewhere else? Where are you about?
I just got back to the city. Yeah, I was out in the country, and now I just got back in the city. So I'm settled in, warming up. A little cocktail in hand and listening to the lounge.
Oh, awesome. We appreciate it. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. You got any fun Thanksgiving plans for this week coming up?
I'm going to cook. Tonight, actually, my job is to flip through magazines and look and see like if I'm going to do anything different. But it's a pretty classic Thanksgiving. I'm having some friends over, but so I have to, you know, do that whole thing clean so that people don't know just how I really, how crappy I can really be.
Oh, Brian, we have our great friend Justin Sherman, the taste maker from True Taste Kitchens here. He's actually a transplant from New York. He came from David Chang's Momofuku Noodle Bar in Danny Meyer's 11th Madison Ave, Madison Amazing. Park. So he is here in Boston with a new thing. So maybe you can check out their website and you can get a good idea.
I will. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That'd be awesome,
it.
Man.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Brian, I have to say, this new adventure that you're doing, Mindless Chatter. First of all, I have to say the backdrops are phenomenal. You don't go wrong with it. And the cocktails are just as delicious.
Thank you.
What's going on with that?
Thank you. Yeah, my friend Lauren and I just thought, you know, we've always thought to ourselves, what if we had a podcast or a video blog? And we always kind of put it off. And, you know, I think sometimes you just have to do it. So one night, we had a little too much to drink, and we decided to do this Facebook Live. And just weeks later, now we're doing it on Food Network's Facebook page. And HGTV's Facebook page is coming up after Thanksgiving. They have far more followers than we do. So it's kind of amazing to go from having, like, you know, maybe 5,000 viewers to having, like, over 100-some thousand. That's kind of amazing. So that's kind of nice to get your Facebook Live heard.
It's awesome. It's so much fun to watch you guys. You guys are able to drink. You definitely are having a good time with it. You talk about such random subject. It is so cool.
Yeah, it's totally random. We don't talk about anything in the news because, you know, it can often be just way too depressing and way too divisive. So we just talk about random completely, hence the name Mindless Chatter. Nothing serious and always a lot of fun. And we kind of do it as though no one's listening.
Just like we do here on the lounge.
Much about it.
It's just like we do.
Yeah.
And Brian, I found a great goodie here from 2011 when you called into the lounge. It is a great one.
Yes.
Take a listen.
Okay.
Brian, you know what's playing in Boston right now, though?
What?
The Addams Family, the musical.
Okay, can I tell you, I went to the Addams Family. Did you see it?
No, not yet, but I don't know if I'm planning on it after the way you said that.
Honestly, it's done very well here in New York. It's been very mainstream. I'm more traditional. I like my people smiling and snapping their fingers and giving me those jazz hands.
Spirit fingers!
But you know what? I will tell you. I went to see Mary Poppins. I did not like the movie Mary Poppins. And I came out of there, like, wetting my pants with excitement.
Really? Spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I am a cynical old bitch, I will tell you. Can I say bitch on the lounge radio show?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you just did twice.
Okay. Okay, here's number three. I'm a cynical old bitch, and I came out of Mary Poppins like I was like, I had seen the light. And I need everybody to see Mary Poppins. I loved it.
Well, you know what? I don't want you to report next week that Lindsay Lohan's going on Broadway. That would just be the icing on the cake. I'd go see that one.
See Lindsay Lohan and Charlie Sheen on the same stage.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's what that was.
That was that little sound you heard. That wasn't feedback. That was me throwing up in my mouth. Is it obvious that I've had like 3 glasses of wine? Is it inappropriate to have 3 glasses of wine before going on the lounge radio show?
Well, you were perfectly appropriate tonight.
Good. I've only said this four. And throwing up in my mouth once. So, yeah, okay. So maybe
hey, some of your best comedy right. comes out there.
What are we going to make him do next week?
I know.
I don't know. How do I top this? 5 glasses of wine. That's how I top it.
So, Brian, how are you going to top that? So, we had 3 glasses of wine, 5 glasses of wine, 3 bitches mentioned, and Mary Poppins. So, what do you think of that archive that we dug up?
Wow. Well, I just can't even. First of all, I'm just relieved to hear that neither Charlie Sheen nor Lindsay Lohan have been on Broadway. Actually, we're not even talking about either of them. How times have changed. One, I have very rare, very little recollection of my saying bitch so many times on your show. So.
It might have been the only time, but we had to say that one.
I don't know
Like, I don't know if this is evidence that I should drink before a show or that I shouldn't. It's hard. It's really hard to say which way it went. But, you know, no one likes to hear their own voice. Now I realize no one. I don't want to hear my own voice drunk either. So really unhappy during that whole interview.
No question. Next time you're with Kathy and Hoda, start talking about the 4 or 5 drinks you had on the lounge one time, and you should do it with them.
It's proved that I do start pretty early in the morning, so that probably explains it. But yeah, I don't know whether to be mortified or really proud of myself. So I appreciate the flashback. Thank you very much.
No, we're definitely proud of you, and we always appreciate you hanging out with us. And it's been, 7 or 8 years now that you've been contributing. We just can't thank you enough. It's so great. Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just because we're all Boston.
Time goes.
You know, you start your roots in Boston, and we all stay together. So we really appreciate it.
Brian, thank you so much. And how are the dogs doing? How's Friday?
The dogs are great. They live the life. They sleep on my legs at night, and I sometimes find myself not moving because I don't want to disturb them, which they don't have to work tomorrow. So I don't understand why I go to such great lengths to make sure that I don't wake them up and disturb them. They're living the life. I hope that I come back as one of my own dogs someday. I don't know how that works. But, I spoil the heck out of these two dogs, and they're kind of the light of my life. So in one episode, I rave about Mary Poppins. Now I'm raving about my dogs. I lead a pretty simple life, I can tell.
It is a lounge. All bets are off and anything goes. So we appreciate your honesty and sincerity. And we just love having you.
Yeah, we do. Here. And thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. And we can catch you.
So much. I love coming on here. It's the best party of the weekend. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thank you for taking the time to call into the lounge Saturdays, Mr. Balthazar.
Thanks a lot. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks. You too. All right, guys. That was Brian Balthazar, the one and only. We are the lounge, Danny. We get everybody checking in.
He is such a cool guy.
He is.
And he is such a good sport. When Danny found that, he sent me an MP3 of the whole bit, and you saw it. Yeah. You guys saw us editing it down a little earlier, but I couldn't stop. I was actually playing poker, and I'm laughing my ass off on the poker table. But I couldn't stop. So we had to play, and he's such a good sport. But Danny, you know, it's 10 past 10. You know what we haven't done yet tonight?
What?
We haven't played our friend Cliff's exclusive mix, the lounge only mix, our one and only resident DJ, trillion dollar guy, the $1 million man himself, DJ Cliff West. You've heard him up and down the East Coast. You've seen him on MTV. He's doing a mix for us.
He is, and you're going to enjoy this one. Strap yourselves down. Well, actually, don't strap yourself down, because you want to dance.
Strap yourself on? What?
No! Oh!
He went there.
Wow.
He went there.
He did. He went there.
Would it be heaven if it doesn't happen for a night? This is the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Big them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop scum without a lamb. I like you boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like you boom boom damn. Big them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop scum without a lamb. I like you boom boom damn.
DJ Cliff live in the mix. Wild on Saturdays.
Gotta leave me alone, 'cause I really don't care, really don't give a damn. My name is Bobby and I'm
about this. DJ Cliff West, our resident DJ of the lounge. We are in the mix, Evan. Wow.
What a hot mix, Cliff. We love having you here. And we'll give your crew a shout out in just a little while as well. Danny, it has been a kick-ass Thanksgiving show. We are in the middle of one of the hottest mixes that we've had from our friend Cliff. We are loving it. And all his buddies are checking in and liking it. And social media is blowing up. But it is our own. It is our resident DJ Cliff mix.
Oh.
Cliff West in the mix. It's the Lounge 91.5 WMFO Boston.
Oh, baby, let me rent. Let me love you till we get right. Why can't you let the others be? Cause we feel this where I won't be. Oh, baby, where you been? Hanging out.
You a lot.
Boom, I got your boyfriend. I got your man. Boom.
101.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. You were in the mix there. Our resident DJ, DJ Cliff West.
With the exclusive lounge-only mix. How hot was that?
Oh, so hot. So hot. We are dancing outside.
We certainly...
I'm sweating.
Oh, sweating.
Danny, I like the bed. Is this our friend Tony Carbone?
Tony Carbone.
Yes, it's a great song. Guys, got to check out Tony Carbone when you get a chance. So, Danny, it's the Lounge Saturdays. We've had a great show. Brian Balthazar has checked in. Mark Rosenthal has checked in. Frankie Ambergamo has checked in. Our great friend Justin Sherman was in the house. He just had to take off and go see his little 6-week-old baby boy. And our great friend Samantha DeSouza is in the house.
Hey.
How you doing? You having a great time tonight?
Oh, my gosh. I'm having so much fun.
I mean, you haven't stopped dancing the whole night.
No, I haven't. I'm so glad. This isn't on Facebook Live, I'm telling you.
I know.
We know.
You never know, though. We have secret cameras.
Oops.
It is the Lounge. That was Cliff's mix. That was so hot. And I can't forget, we got to give a shout out to Cliff's crew here. DJs Tad Bondi, Joey, Bob, Vinny, Steven, Mike, Gary, Scott, Ben, Daryl, George, Gene, our great friend Tony Carbone, Curtis, Carrie, Thelma, Charlene, Jax, Joe, Gizzy, what up? Give me a shout out, boy. Nick, Laura, Becky, Christine, Kim, Missy, Stacia, Lisa, Stephanie, Shelby, Sheila, Pam, Terry, Sue, Jessica, Wayne, Kevin, Kathleen, Joe, and Carrie. And we can't forget the Hot Tub Girls. We still want you guys to...
I want those pictures. I want to see them.
We want to see. We want proof that you guys are the Hot Tub Girls. Don't forget, post them on the Lounge. You guys can check out the Lounge if you haven't been there yet. Get to our Lounge page and like it. If you're listening, you like it. You're going to see posts. We don't post a lot, but it's it's just our way to have some fun on a Saturday night.
As you always say, if you can tell one person, the good old Ron Popeil slogan, tell one person to tell another person to
and then
like
you tell
the page.
Another, and then you tell another, and then boom.
There you go.
Boom.
Set it and forget it.
We've had Colorado check in. We've had California check in. We've had Texas, Miami, New York has been in the house tonight. Yeah, it was awesome. Danny, we got another half hour to go. Only a half hour. It's been our Thanksgiving special. What a great night. We still got a little fast forward coming up in a little while as well.
Looking forward to that one.
Oh, that's
what you did 2 weeks ago was hot. And this week, you're not going to want to miss this week's fast forward. Oh.
But you know what? Let's get into another song block right now. Ooh, I like this song block. Little Heavy D, little Del, the funky Homo Sapien, little DJ Cool as well. Let me clear my throat.
Right now, CNC Music Factory. Things that make you go,
my girl's best friend had paid me a visit. Fly as can be, tight dressed and all. She knew that I was faithful and really didn't have the goal. I tried to chill, she made the move. Now I know my girlfriend wouldn't approve. I didn't realize my girl was setting me up. Yo, my girlfriend didn't trust me, no. Yup, but she lost control, I wouldn't take the bait. I said, chill, baby, baby, chill, baby, baby, wait. My girl bust in the corners, creating a boom. She said,
girlfriend, things that make you go.
Things that make you go. The brother can trample, ruin your life, sleep with your wife, watch your behind. There was a friend of mine named Jay, would come over late at night and say, hey, I watch your fight, I thought it was alright, cause me and Jay, we were really, really tight, so damn close, we're the same blood type. Months went by and my wife got big, we were having a child and I got another kid. So I let Jay move in the crib and chill, he had his own room and helped pay the bills. The time had come for baby dolls to see, it looked like Jay and I couldn't believe, before my eyes in the delivery room. And yo, I knew it all. I fell in love.
for the very first time. With this girl, she really blew my mind. Innocence and a whole lot of class. Style that could give you whiplash. We said hello, and my heart beat stopped. She was the world, and I was on top. Time went by, she filled my universe. We made love, she said I was the first. My boy kept telling me, yo, I don't know. I think your girl's been playing tic-tac-toe. I'll ask my girl, I know she only loves me. Wasn't I the one who took your virginity? The look on her face read sorrow and gloom, she said.
Yeah, why you guys always ask me?
Things to make you mm.
Things that make you go mm.
Things to make you go mm.
Ever had a man go away for business, come back with a tan, comes home late at night from work. You cooked him dinner, now you feel like a jerk, saying he didn't have time to eat, and he's not even hungry, he wants to be free. Took the bedroom, he says his head hurts, you're only making love in radical spurts. Mysterious calls and the phone goes click, you say to yourself, I'm gonna hit him with a brick. Ain't no way he could be cheating on me, I wonder who bought him those DVDs. Dressed to a T to go hang with the fellas, over the guys and I'm getting coming home late, smelling like perfume.
Things that make you go mm.
Things that make you go mm.
Things that make you go mm. Things that make you go mm. Yeah. Things that make you go mm. Mm. It's the things that make you go mm.
Things that make you go
mm. It all started in January of 1970. Years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Some dough. Tell your man one time, what is this thing called love? I'm not quite sure as to what is going down, but I'm feeling hungry.
Saturdays.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh. I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rug rat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted. You used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP's thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Ooh, ooh, Mr. Doubleina, you thought you could manipulate, you thought you could fool me. Ooh, ooh, Mr. Doubleina, Cheech Wizard put me on a stuff and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Doubleina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake or woody. Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bombing. Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you almost it must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew. But DEL is not down with any clowns of justice. So I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester Doubleina. Because you don't impress me, Doubleina. The style of dress is not the key, Doubleina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Doubleina.
Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Here we go now, check it out.
To the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time. To the beat and you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick a pimp up, but who rap the rhyme? And I can still rip up the house every goddamn time I get on the mic. I go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know. I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more. Cause DJ Kool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of fees. And swinging like a man on a fried trapeze. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the mic, so please. Yeah! Ha! So look at him. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, baby. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here.
Goddamn!
If y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear say, freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime.
Freeze!
Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise! Now, let me clear my throat. You don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like to love y'all to get here. Damn. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here, Bahama Bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Mellow T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank Steve and Lorenzo Ice-T. And if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
91.5 WMFO. Yeah. It is the Lounge Saturdays. Danny, we're almost done.
I can't hear because during the middle of the song, Evan decided to turn the monitor up while I had my headphones on, not knowing that he turned the wrong knob.
Oh, how are your ears, buddy?
You're a jerk.
Are they bleeding?
A little bit.
I missed you guys.
We missed you.
Sam,
thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're so psyched, and we got to thank our great friend Justin Sherman for hanging out with us. Our amazing chef. It was great talking with him. Our friend Frankie Imbagamo checked in as well. What a great time. Brian Balthazar, Mark Rosenthal. How cool. Everybody was just checking in. Our new friend, Barbara Pratt, out in Colorado, checked
in. Hey, Barbara.
So it's just been a great show, Danny. And, you know, we got time for a few more, but I think we should get into what we started doing is our fast-forward segment. Because we always tout that we are the greatest throwback
show in the entire city, which we are. There's no doubt about that. We are playing the originals, the classics that go back to the 80s, the late 70s. But there were so many great songs in the 90s and maybe early 2000s that aren't getting played. You know, artists like Nelly, Coolio, and Tupac. We can't forget those guys. So we do want to include them as well. And we got a, you know, we'll get a great song coming up from Coolio, a little Fantastic Voyage, which everybody knows was Lakeside's original song. And can't wait to get that on. But Danny, let's get into Nelly right now. How about a little Hot in Here?
It is feeling hot in here.
It is hot in here.
It's hot in here.
It is the Lounge Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO Boston.
Hit it. Oh. One little bit of, and a little bit of. Take a little bit of, just a little bit of. Just a little bit of, just a little bit of. I was like, good gracious ass.
White or black, I wanna take you there like the Staples Singers. What's up, entertain? And I know that I can bring nigga. If you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission. I can live my life and maybe eat some steak with my beans and rice. A place where my kids can play outside without living in fear of a drive-by. And even if I get away from them drive-by suckers, I still gotta worry about them brothers. I keep on searching and I keep on looking, but fools are the same from Watts to Brooklyn. I try to keep my faith in my people, but sometimes my people be acting like they evil. You don't understand about running with a gang, cause you don't gangbang. And you don't have to stand on the corner and slang, cause you got your own thing. You can't help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a live. Then you die, still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't need. And only damn brothers can ride with me. Hop, pop, poppy, five, take me down the block. Stay sucker free and shake the buses off your job. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody worrying, everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have some, you better stop fronting. What you gonna do when the five roll by? You better be ready so you can ride.
Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California, California.